Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Pointer Sisters. Throwback Thursday. This is a banger.
Back when women appreciated a good man. They'll jump for your love. Nowadays, they want to have a hot girl summer.
I mean, who's got time for that?
I don't know.
Listen to them sing here, Solana. They're going to jump, jump for your love. Crank it up. Hockman and Crowder, simulcast.
Excited about love.
Love.
Hot girl summer.
All right, I got a lot to get to. This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Got the code word. Serrano's got the discs. Few people get that. You don't get that, Solana? I know Crowder doesn't get it just based on his reaction. Huh?
Isolated few. Serrano.
Yeah, Serrano's got the discs. Anybody? Text it in. 67974.
Serrano ham?
What's that from? 67974 text line. Serrano's got the discs. How many texts do you think we'll get that know that?
Three.
Oh, I disagree. I think it's going to be like 100.
What is it, a catchphrase for a company or something?
A movie.
Oh, no.
Serrano's got the disc. Serrano's got the disc. I'll give it 5 minutes. 67974, text on Hockman and Crowder, driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. This month, all new Toyotas are at clearance prices with 0% APR financing for 75 months on select models. You want to play? Oh, I got to give the code word. So the code word this hour is print. P-R-I-N-T. Print. There's an actual print version of newspapers. Not just the website. See, my old roommate Barry is texting me right now. I guarantee you he knows where Serrano's got the discs is from.
Get y'all watch
I
that
guarantee
foolishness
you.
Together.
Yeah, he knows. I just looked at the text. All right, time for your chance to win Channing's Change. The word this hour is print. Text it right now to 72881. 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. And again, your opportunity to win $1,000 is as easy as you texting the word print right now to 72881. Your next chance will be tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Text the word print right now to 72881. You want to do the Tyler Hero montage, Solana? This is a Alejandro Solana joint. He went in the lab, and this is great, too, man.
Good.
He's been high on Tyler Hero. We've been a little more subdued on it. And then Tyler Hero fed us his hero over the first two exhibition games, and Solana's had a little bit of fun with it. Tyler Hero arrives with swagger and stroke. And he's got that drip.
The drip is there. I'm more worried about the stroke.
A lot of people in the NBA say, he could be a dark horse for Rookie of the Year. You know, look out for Tyler Hero.
Who in the NBA is saying he's a dark horse to win Rookie of the Year?
Yeah, a lot of people in the NBA.
Who? Like, you're telling me you think he's a Rookie of the Year candidate? Come on.
Drip, drip. Deion, shot clock at 7. Not three-point range. Gets it on the wing. Hero. Trying to find space. There's that little step back. There it is from downtown. Oh, the crowd's going to love this. Tyler Hero.
I'm more worried about the stroke.
That's a sweet stroke off the step back.
Come on.
Drip, drip. Drip, drip.
T's a player, man. He's going to be big for us, big for this city. They're going to fall in love with him as they should.
A lot of people in the NBA say, you know, he could be a dark horse for Rookie of the Year.
Three on the way, and guess who? Yes, indeed. Wonder Boy is the nickname. Tyler Hero hits a three for the Heat.
Come on.
Drip, drip.
Come on.
Drip, drip.
Wonder Boy.
Drip, drip. Diamonds on my wrist, they dripping
ice. So great. Look through the text machine right now. Do you have the text machine up?
Oh, yeah. Midnight run.
Many. It
Good
goes on
grief.
Four pages. So Serrano's got the discs, I think, is a little more well-known than maybe you think. A
couple major leagues in there.
Yeah, that's not what it is. But there is the character Serrano in Major League. But Midnight Run, that is a movie with Robert De Niro and Charles Grodin, and it is an excellent movie if you've never seen it. Great movie from the 80s. All right, I want to play Bad Bunny, too. I got to get to the headlines. All right, let's do Bad Bunny here first, since we're celebrating Alejandro Solana, and he'll probably wreck that during the headlines. I'll get the good stuff out of the way first. So that montage there from Tyler Hero might be the best thing Solana's ever produced, right?
That's good.
Yeah, and he has produced something, though, that I think is in the conversation. We asked DBJ once for a Hurricanes game to work in a Bad Bunny line. Bad Bunny, that's this the line we gave him. Bad Bunny. And Bad Bunny was at a high school in Hialeah today, by the way. He made a special appearance on behalf of McDonald's. Obviously, you know, the kids went crazy,
didn't
right?
Have a translator?
I don't know, because you can't really understand him.
Yeah, does he speak English?
Doesn't need to. He's just Bad Bunny.
He's just Bad Bunny.
I watched a little bit. It seemed like they had a translator from students.
I honestly don't know. I just saw some still photos of it.
In Hialeah?
That's true. They speak Bad Bunny. That's a good point, Solana.
Never mind.
That's a good point.
You got it.
Bad Bunny couldn't understand them. Can you say that joke in 2019?
We just did.
All right. Here is. So here's Don Bailey Jr. trying to work the Bad Bunny line into the broadcast.
High formation. Williams play fakes. The Dallas throws. End zone. Mallory. He's got it. Touchdown, Miami. Will Mallory got his feet down. Right along the sidelines. Williams to Mallory. Touchdown. Miami Hurricanes 25, North Carolina 20 with 4:38 to play of the game.
Bad Bunny, da da ya, ya ya ya, da 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 ya.
I'm not sure what that was.
I'm not either.
I'm disappointed with the kids of Hialeah have been if Don Bailey Jr. walked out. Bad Bunny, da ya da 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 da, rapping Duke.
Bad Bunny, da da ya 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 da 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 ya.
Would have been a great joke to play. Anyway, Solana went into the lab with Bad Bunny and produced this masterpiece.
Bad Bunny, da da ya 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 da 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 ya ya ya. Bad Bunny, da 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 da
da da. There is something strangely addictive to that song, right?
Yes, yes.
You know, DBJ is coming in with the, I mean, it's very lackadaisical. You know it's coming. It's funny every time he does it. Excellent work. Let's ruin it now with headlines. Here is Alejandro Solana, the star of this segment, with your headlines.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Tomorrow, the Canes are at the Rock.
Let's go.
Looking to, of course, avenge their loss to another Virginia team last week.
Rob Pizzola, professional sports gambler, said, take the Hurricanes, lay the points. We were thinking the other way. He said, nope, this is a classic overreaction line. And he said, lay the points.
That game will begin at 8 p.m., and it'll be on ESPN, and you can hear it live on 560 The Joe WQAM. Tonight, though, Patriots versus Giants on Thursday Night Football. New York will be shorthanded. No Saquon. His backup is out. Wayne Gallman as well with a concussion. Evan Ingram's out. Sterling Shepard's out for the Giants. So the Patriots, 17-point favorites as it stood an hour ago, Hawk. I'm not sure if that's changed.
Yeah, I'm going to look at it right now just out of curiosity. 16.5. See, now I like it a little bit more. I kind of feel like we should put it in.
Sterling Shepard has beautiful teeth.
Is that so?
Oh, my goodness gracious.
That's on the scouting report.
Yeah, that'll be on my scouting report. Don't look at his mouth. You're going to get mesmerized and bust the coverage. Beautiful.
What else you got, Solana?
The Florida Panthers are back in action tomorrow. Hopefully can get a win because it's been tough for the Florida Panthers.
Well, I mean, they're 1-2. But
it's been tough.
I don't know if it's been tough. It wasn't fun against Carolina, but I don't want to call it tough just yet. What else you got?
And finally, guys, Gardner Minshew, he's available in his family's fantasy football league.
That's funny. That's funny.
That is really funny.
Also,
that's really funny.
His team name is Trust the Process.
So he's in the league himself?
He's in the league. It's a keeper league. He redrafted his whole team this year. In a keeper league, you can normally keep good players.
Great.
He decided this year, I'm redrafting the entire team. He's still available in his family's keeper league.
Great.
Gardner, you got Gardner? Hell no, I'm taking Russell Wilson.
I see him enough on this league.
No.
You got weather, Solana?
Yeah, weather's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now in South Florida, it is partly cloudy. 86 degrees currently. I reported last hour that it was not raining because it's not in El Portal, but
Right. Our
old home, Miami Gardens, we got a couple tweets saying I was wrong that it's raining in Miami Gardens. So look, if it's raining, then you know there's a 100% chance it's raining. And if it's not, then you know there's a 100% chance it's not raining. You can visit HialeahPark.com for more information.
Got a little sassy there. You okay?
Yeah. No. Seriously, guys, I'm so sick and tired. I'm so sick and tired of I report the weather. Obviously, my weather app has the weather for El Portal because we're in El Portal, people. So if you're all in right. Deerfield, I'm sorry
Relax.
That it's raining.
Okay. All right. Relax.
I try to give the weather, and people get upset about me giving the weather. Like, you know what? So Dan Day can give the weather from now on.
Wow. Really touched a nerve there.
That stress going to make that man bun fall out.
Somebody texts in, OMG, how have I never heard this Bad Bunny remix before? Somebody else texts in, if you hear about an accident on the turnpike, it's because I'm listening to that Bad Bunny remix. Somebody else said, this is way too funny. I mean, big props for you. All right, who's the weather sponsor, Solana?
It's brought to you by Hialeah Park. You can visit Hialeah Park Casino every Saturday to win your share of $10,000 in giveaways, drawings all day long. And it's free to enter. Visit HialeahPark.com for more information.
All right, Omar Kelly is going to join us in the next segment. We're going to talk Dolphins Redskins with Omar Kelly from the Sun Sentinel here in a moment.
Boaters out there, y'all are like me. You know the hassle of trying to find the right place to keep your boat looking good all the time, but you don't want to break the bank. Well, I'm going to tell you, I found the solution. You got to go see my friend Marty at R&M Marine Supplies. R&M has it all. They carry every paint pigment, gel coats with or without wax, bottom paints, all sort of interior and exterior waxes. But the best part of R&M is Marty and his knowledge and expertise that he will bring. I send him pictures of something that goes wrong in any of my boats, any of my buddies' boats. I send him a picture. Marty will have a box ready for me with everything I need and step-by-step directions to fix it, saving me money, getting me back on the water, looking good all the time. They carry fiberglass products, wash and wax cleaners, but the knowledge to handle those boat maintenance projects is what I'm lacking, and I'm sure it's what you're lacking. So like I say, get with Marty. It is like having a family member that's been working on boats their whole life. You know they can watch out for you, and Marty's going to be that guy. Keep your boat looking tip-top shape all the time. Get to R&M Marine Supply. They're located at 3350 Northwest South River Drive in Miami. It's right by the Miami International Airport. Or give Marty a call, 305-634-6767. He will walk you through all the projects step by step. That's 305-634-6767. Visit him on Facebook and online at rnmmarinesupply.com. For everything to keep your boat looking great and the knowledge to do it, visit R&M Marine Supplies.
All right, going to talk with Omar Kelly about Dolphins Redskins next on Hockman and Crowder. You know, we have today on the Hockman and Crowder simulcast, we have a pair of tickets, a pair of Dolphins tickets to give away for Sunday's game against Washington, courtesy of Dade County Federal Credit Union, the preferred credit union of the Miami Dolphins. I want to do that at 5 o'clock, Solana. Can you remember?
I will.
5 o'clock, 40 minutes from now, we will give away a pair of Dolphins tickets. I'm going to the Dolphins game this Sunday. A pair of Dolphins tickets this Sunday, as Omar Kelly has said, maybe the most important Dolphins game in recent memory. Omar Kelly covers the Miami Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. He's brought to you by Bud Light, official sponsor of the Miami Dolphins this football season. Keep it crisp with Bud Light. Please drink responsibly. Omar Kelly is with us. Hello, O.
How are you gentlemen doing today?
Very good. Oh, do we have Omar's intro song? You know, we've forgotten to play that the last couple of weeks. Hold on. I want to get... We have so much going on this show. Do you have it, Solana? Fire that off. Omar Kelly, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Omar Kelly, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Omar Kelly, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Omar Kelly from the Sun Sentinel, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. From the Sun Sentinel, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. From Sun Sentinel, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Sun Sentinel. Covers the fins, do 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 do. Covers the fins, do 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 do. Covers the fins, do 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 do. Covers the fins. Just got married, do 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 do. Just got married, do 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 do. Just got married, do 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 do. Sorry.
There you go.
Oh my love.
You like that, right?
I do.
Yeah, I do too. I think it's catchy.
Be playing that probably my. By 3-year anniversary.
Right? Anniversary. Like at your 25th anniversary. It'd be just got married. Do, 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 do. That'd be great.
Did I ever tell you guys the reaction my wife had when she actually heard that?
I'm guessing she had to look at you longingly, because anybody that gets a song written about them on a radio station, probably that's an aphrodisiac.
Yeah, I might have got some that night. I'm not sure. Hey. But I'm like, there was this the NPR put out this survey about how sports writers have sex once a month. I'm like, man, I must be boosting the average for everybody. I'm at least a good 3 times a week.
Good for you, man.
Damn, Mo, that's a real thing. Sports writers don't get no nookie.
I guess not. I mean, I don't know. I live a different life than most of them, but yeah. I mean, I think the Dolphins contingent. I think we get some action. We get some action. I can't speak for everybody.
Well, let's think about this. Hold on. Let's play this out. Joe Shad, is he married?
Oh yeah, he's married. I think Joe's hitting like twice a week.
Yeah. Who else we got on
there? He's got a pretty little wife.
Chris
too.
Perkins. Yes, Chris Perkins.
Perk got his lady in Manapoor.
Got to live in.
Oh yeah, we went to Vegas with them.
Yep.
Yeah. So he's probably.
Oh, Safeed Dean ain't getting no booty.
Safeed Dean, he's bringing down the average, Omar.
Saf's bringing down the average, but I'm shopping for a nice one for him. I mean, Saf is a great guy. You know, we're trying to find some steady situation. It's a lot of man to love, but he's got a great personality.
Well, who else are we including in this?
Beasley's getting some action. He's got a baby.
He's married, right? He's married?
Yes, he's married. Mm-hmm.
Barry Jackson.
I don't remember Barry still married, but I think Barry's getting some action. Barry's getting some action.
Yeah, he just slides to the Hard Rock, grabs something real quick, head on home.
Yeah, Jack, that guy throws it down. What else you got? What else you got on the Dave Hyde? Are we including Dave Hyde?
He'll talk his way out of some sex.
Yeah, I think we got to include Dave. I mean, Dave's been married for a while, but I think there's still some action going on in there.
Huh. Well, it sounds like you're right, that the Dolphins guys, you know, are probably bringing the average up.
I mean, yeah, I think we're bringing the average up. I don't know about every other city, but I think we're holding the average down now.
Now, I'm my wife and I got Cam. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Got a young thing.
So he's probably
he's doing all right over
there. Yeah, because I'm celebrating my 22nd anniversary next week, and I'm good for at least three as well, 3 times a year.
We said week.
Oh, week? So. I'm sorry. I thought I was part of the club for a second. Nah, 3 times a year, and really, it takes me that long to recover. So if I go in October, I'm good again in February.
ridiculous. I don't think he's lying either.
Oh, I'm not lying.
Good grief.
Oh, goodness. Does it? Thank you for breaking down the Dolphins with us. We'll talk to you next week, Omar. No, is it? does it surprise you the Dolphins are underdogs on Sunday? I mean, they've had 2 weeks to prepare. They have one less loss than Washington. Mm-hmm. Washington has a brand new head coach.
They're at home.
And like, I mean, it's kind of shocking that they're underdogs. No.
No, it's not, because I think Vegas has been taking a beating on the Dolphins. From what I'm hearing from the gambling world, they are very uncomfortable with their inability to create a proper line for the Miami Dolphins. And supposedly they're taking a beating from people betting against the Dolphins. So I think this could be another bloodbath, because even though Washington just changed their coach and they've got what troubles me now is they've got some injuries on the offensive line. They might be playing without their two starting tackles. And if that's the case, it's going to be a hot mess in terms of both teams trying to lose that game. Not on purpose, wink, wink, but, on purpose.
And we were talking about it. We've been talking about it, all week, because, they call this the Tank Bowl. One of the teams are going to have the top pick.
Tank Bowl one.
Are we adjusting? Like with the tackles, if the tackles are down or if Dieter has to move out, whatever it is. Like, are they saying, hey, let's scheme this up differently? Let's jump into this formation. Let's go empty sometimes. Let's run a double reverse. Like, is Chad O'Shea? Is Patrick Graham? Are they really in the lab trying to figure out a winning game plan?
I don't think so. That would not be the way that when I go through and watch the film, it is the most vanilla stuff that I've ever seen from covering the Dolphins. And I kind of got upset today listening to Brian Flores. He answered a question about staying in the process and this and that. And it really angered me, because your process ain't working. I had to follow up and say, you haven't had a competitive game all year. You haven't scored a second half point all year. You have two touchdowns on the season, and you're talking about staying in the process. And his response was, well, maybe we need to change the process. And I'm like, damn right you need to change the process, because nothing you've done is working. And I will give them this. The offensive line, even though nobody will acknowledge it or pay it respect, they're actually improving. If I can actually say that and keep a straight face, it is improving, and I think it will improve with Webb as the left tackle and Jesse Davis moving to right tackle. And Brom solidifying that right guard spot, and Dieter getting more experience, I think the offensive line will improve, and that can help the entire offense improve. But they've got a long way to go before they can even call themselves a competitive team.
Omar Kelly is with us. Josh Rosen will remain the starter the rest of the year?
Yeah. Once you've made that change, you can't really go back unless there's an injury. And I think Ryan Fitzpatrick is fine with that. Ryan is – I see them every day. They're buddy-buddy. Ryan's mentoring him, helping him be the best quarterback that he can be. But what I would like to say to Dolphins fans out there is you need to look for some tangible, noticeable, acknowledgeable improvements from Josh Rosen. His statistics in every category is horrendous. And this isn't just this year. It was also last year. You put his quarterback rating together, and don't make excuses about the offensive line and drop balls, but he's below subpar. He's below backups in the league in terms of what he's delivering, and you have to have a higher execution from your quarterback position. Don't make excuses about, it's the line. Don't make excuses about, this pass is dropped on him, that pass is dropped on him. Every quarterback has line issues. Every quarterback has passes dropped on him. When he gets to the point where he's delivering 85 passer rating, they actually produce a win. Right now, he's at a 56 passer rating, and that's horrendous. Like, we would have run Ryan Tannehill out of town if he did that.
And Daniel Kilgore came out. There was a video of him. He just looked a little testy. He looked a little upset. Is that Daniel? Yeah. Is that one or two guys, or are you starting to feel the locker room just getting a little edgy?
They're not edgy yet. Crowder, I've been there when you were there.
0-12.
When things get a little tight, when the pressure is starting to mount, it's not there yet. But they hear what's happening. They hear what's going on. They know guys like me are coming in the locker room and saying, you better lose this game. And it's not because I disrespect you as a player or I disrespect what you got going on as a team. But I'm sorry. You saw this team get just absolutely scrapped to the framework of the foundation. You know what's going on as an organization. And here's the problem I have. If you're going to go this length, why would you mess it up by pulling off a victory against one of the two teams that you cannot afford to beat? Like, you can next week you can beat the Buffalo Bills. If you want to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers, go on right ahead and beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. If you want to beat the New York Jets and get some revenge against Adam Gase, go on right ahead. But the Washington Redskins and the Cincinnati Bengals, you better not beat, because they will end up with Tua and you will end up with a leftover.
Yeah, I think
is that what you want?
I think you're right on that one. You can't lose that one. Can't lose Cincinnati, right? Or can't win? Really, this land of opposites.
Hey, how does that work though? If the Dolphins have one loss or one win, so one loss. If the Dolphins have one win and the Redskins have one win, how does that work?
If they lost to the Redskins,
is it like a tiebreaker?
Then it's perfect.
It goes to strength of schedule first.
Before head to head
tiebreakers, yeah, no. Before head to head, the strength of schedule.
Oh.
So, and right now the Dolphins have a better schedule than everybody else. So, they need to lose. There's no bones about it. You have to lose, because I see the Dolphins as a 2-win team. I see the Redskins as a 2-win team, and I see the Cincinnati Bengals as a 2-win team. You cannot help them by actually producing a loss for them. I mean, actually producing producing a loss for them. You have to let them beat you. You have to.
All right. Omar Kelly, read his work in the Sun Sentinel, sunsentinel.com. We'd go longer with him, but it's time for him to have sex. He's on a tight schedule. And
that's later tonight, man. That's later tonight.
We'll see you, Omar.
All right. Love you guys.
There it is. I love it. I love it. That's my guy right there. Thank you, Omar. I appreciate that.
I guess.
Love that. Darren Revell in the next segment. Darren Revell from the Action Network. He joins us every Thursday at this time.
If you're in the market for a new car, get to Lubeck Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet. I'm hooking you up with my good friend Eric Nunez. This amazing dealership has an award-winning line of cars and trucks. I've seen y'all out on the road about to get in accidents looking at these Chevys. Go over to Lubeck Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet. They will save you thousands more than any other dealer in the nation. They'll let you test drive it. They'll let you see the beautiful cars. They'll let take you a nap. Just tell Eric, hey, man, I want to lay down in the back seat. He'll watch out for you, man. It's my dude. This dealership is where other dealers bring their family and friends, because Eric can hook you up at Lubeck Road better than the other dealers can hook themselves up at their own dealerships. And Lubeck Road is the Silverado headquarters. If you are a pickup truck gal or guy, check out these new Silverados. They are amazing. Find new roads, but don't overpay. Go see my homeboy, Eric Nunez. See the award-winning lineup of cars and trucks and the award-winning staff and the beautiful dealership. See how dealerships are supposed to be run and what kind of deals you can really get when you run them right. They are conveniently located off 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway. And trust me, I've sent dozens of people over there. I've got two cars. I got my Suburban outside right now. Eric is going to hook you up. Do not be surprised when you see how he hooks you up. Come on back and tell me. I've heard it 100 times. 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway and online at CoconutCreekChevrolet.com. Lubeck Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet, find new roads.
Don't forget, in the 5 o'clock segment, we're going to give away Dolphins tickets. Dolphins tickets will be given away in the 5 o'clock segment. Darren Revell, he's going to join us next on Hockman and Crowder. By the way, me and Crowder, a week from today, next Thursday, we will broadcast live, 2 till 6 p.m., Offer Dolls, Off the Grill, on Las Olas Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale. You can enjoy breakfast, lunch, or dinner off the grill. While we're there, you're going to have a chance to win VIP tickets for the Walgreens Gridiron Grill-Off, which is such a great event. Crowder participates every year.
I love it.
Crowder actually cooks. He's an actual celebrity. I just go there and eat. So when I say we participate, Crowder participates, I walk around with food and beer.
I think you get the better end of the deal,
I really
man.
Do get the better end of the deal there.
I got to talk and cook and pass out wine.
So anyway, if you want to see us, we're going to be out at Offerdahl's on Las Olas Boulevard, and I think John Offerdahl will join us for a little bit during the show. That's a week from today, Las Olas Boulevard. And then the following week, we're going to be at the one in Boca Raton. So I will have about a three-minute ride to work that day, finally. Finally, when we do the shows at Twin Peaks,
yes.
Crowder has a three-minute drive to work. Finally, we'll be up in Boca Raton. I've got a three-minute drive to work.
Can I spend the night?
You can spend the night.
Thank
yes, you can.
Man. That's nice.
Darren Revelle is on the line. He is with us, sponsored by the Action Network. Looking for an edge? Download the free Action Network app and get live odds and expert analysis for every game, and we love talking with Darren Revelle, and everybody loves following him on Twitter. Over 2 million followers. Hello, Darren.
Well, a lot of people hate follow, so that's not necessarily accurate.
That is true, though, but you in particular have to have the thickest skin when it comes to Twitter, because people just go at you.
Yeah, it's actually a philosophy. I mean, I've believed for a long time that, you know, the worst place to be is in the middle, and you want people to passionately think about you either positively or negatively. And if you do that, then you're relevant and, you know, allows you to make money and do other things. So with that perspective, I go into every day. But it is brutal. Brutal.
Yeah. Yeah. Does your family ever say, like, geez, I mean, why are people so mean? Because people will be mean to me on Twitter or whatnot, and if my wife looks at it, she's like, wow, these people are so mean. And I'm like, it doesn't really do anything for me.
My wife will not say anything unless I say something to her. So there's been maybe over the past 10 years, there's been maybe two or three times where I'm trending nationally on Twitter. And I'm like, I'm reloading just to try to see my name go down, you know, like the day that the whole Jared Subway thing happened, I was trending above him. Okay, like, you know, you can imagine how heated Jared from Subway is, and somehow I was so yes. So when I involve my wife, she goes, why do you do this to yourself? You know, and it gets worse.
Yeah, Darren, because the one-on-one defense against Hot Sauce.
Oh, my God. We love that video.
And the 40 time. Me and Hawk have watched that at least 20 times.
Okay, listen, but let me just give you a disclaimer, even though I am very unathletic. On the Hot Sauce video, so I got a custom-made Hawks jersey that you see, but I also put on, like, 1984 Spud Webb ponies, and they were creaking. Like, I could not move in them. I looked good, but I could not move in. So, like, you see a point where I just, like, sit flat on the ground after getting twisted by Hot Sauce. That was all the shoes. You know, Michael Jordan says, or Spud Webb says, it's got Spike Lee says it's got to be the shoes. Well, it was the shoes in a negative way in that sense. So,
otherwise, you'd have taken that ball from him.
Exactly.
Love it.
Darren Revelle, again, the Action Network app. It gives you live odds, expert analysis for every game. Crowder and I talked plenty about that today. Thursday Night Football is tonight, and the Patriots, well, they were 17-point favorites when the show started. I think it's 16.5 right now. How's the public betting this game? Because I kind of want to take the Patriots and lay the points, but man, these big spreads have worked this year, so it's not like it's too many points, but I'm a little iffy on tonight's game.
Yeah, you know, I actually think the most intriguing spread of the week is the Dolphins. I mean, but we'll get into that. I would say the weather might be the only factor that could stop the Patriots. It's supposed to be bad tonight, Foxborough. But yeah, like with the Giants, you have Daniel Jones, like, you believe in him yet. They have so many guys out, Saquon Barkley, Wayne Goldman. I mean, there's Sterling, there's so many guys that are out, that you have to believe that the Patriots could certainly get up there unless the weather stops them. So if you believe the weather, check, you know, I think that's the God could only stop the Patriots. Bill Belichick.
Yeah, that's a fair analysis of the game. Darren Revelle is with us. So you mentioned the Dolphins. You do write this weekly column on the Action Network website called Revelle's Weekly Water Cooler. And you talk about the Dolphins being in this uncharted territory when it comes to gambling. This is weird to me, right? Because the Dolphins are home. Washington fired their coach this week. The Dolphins have had 2 weeks to prepare for this game, and yet the Dolphins are still 3.5-point underdogs at home, and Washington is also winless. What do you see going on here?
They fired their coach last week.
Yeah, like what's happening there?
You know, what's funny is not only is it this game, but it's also the Miami-Virginia game that is driving people nuts.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier too. That line doesn't make any sense either.
Twitter was lit up with like, wait, I don't understand. Miami's 0-2 in the ACC and Virginia's 2-0. Virginia had a somewhat respectable game against Notre Dame. Miami was a 14-point favorite and lost to the Hokies. In what world could they be 1-point favorites? And then all of a sudden it went to 2.5-point favorites. So the sharps all like Miami with the bigger money. I'm telling you, you guys got all the action. Miami, this is one of these situations where, as one sports book guy told me, he's like, hey, this is just like the 2007 Patriots, just the other way. They were 8-0 against the spread for the first 8 games, and you just had to just throw out outrageous lines for them to finally flip the script and not cover. This is the same thing with the Dolphins. You know, they're 0-4 against the spread, and they're the only ones that are winless against the spread. Well, people aren't going to believe in them, so you got to throw everything at them and see if they'll cover. So that's the scenario here.
Yeah, I'm very confused by it. Very confused. But that's not the first time that I've been confused by a
more confused, probably more confused about the Miami, because I can't give you any answers on that other than to say the preseason. The Hurricanes would have been favored by maybe 5 or 6 in this game, but that's the preseason. Okay, they stink.
Well, we had one of our sharps on with us last hour, and he told us,
"What did he say?"
Taking the Hurricanes and laying the points. It's one of his favorite bets of the week. He thinks it's a classic overreaction to the Virginia Tech game, and kind of like what you said, it would be a lot bigger before season and
yeah, recency bias is really the number one thing.
Yep.
Yeah, it's the number one thing that the public gets wrong. So I would buy that, but it's still hard to explain.
Let me ask you quickly something. This is maybe self-serving, but it's the only time I get to talk with Darren Revelle. I told you before I have this namesake burger, the Hockman Burger, which
right.
is available at Tucker Duke's, Deerfield Beach, and Boca Raton. And so it was supposed to only be available through September, but based on its popularity and the sales, they've extended it through the end of the year. So now the Hockman Burger is available through the end of the year.
What's your licensing cut on that?
Yeah, none. So should I open a restaurant in Boca Raton? Is my popularity at an all-time high, and I should cash in now?
You should never open a restaurant.
You know, I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that. Every athlete's restaurant closes, sans a few of them, right?
You know what you should do? You should rent an old vehicle, and you should retrofit it and do a food truck that just does that. And you should sell them before your show and after your show right outside the radio station.
You know, we have a food hall here on the bottom floor of this building that we're in.
Undercut them.
And I could go down there. No, not undercut them. Why don't I just open a kiosk here in the food hall and have Hockman Burgers, and you can come by, you can watch our show, which is not
can
really
the general
true because
public get into that building.
Yeah. You know, it's a very popular building, the Citadel. It just we just moved in here a few months ago, and it's not like you could really come watch us because they won't let you up here. But downstairs, it's open to the public, and I should open up a Hockman Burger place. How much you want to invest?
I have other priorities. In fact, hold on. I'm going to need to try it first. So,
I thought you, I swear, one of those and
get them to me.
I thought you were going to say, hold on and hang up on us. I thought that would have been a great way to end the segment. I got to get Darren Revelle. You've got to come down to South Florida, right? Every now and then?
Yes. Next time I'm down there, I will try a Hockman Burger.
All right, done deal.
And hopefully I don't hock it up.
And if it's good enough, you'll invest.
Yes. $1.
Half a pound burger. It's got Fritos on it, chili,
okay.
shredded cheddar, okay. raw onions, okay. and sour cream.
I think that would be really good. Depends on if the burger is cooked to my specificity.
How do you like it cooked?
I like it medium.
All right. Yeah,
not
I
medium
think we can,
rare.
I think we can handle that.
I like a little bit of pink, but not like, yeah, exactly.
All right. I'll talk to my guys at Tucker Dukes. Darren Revelle, sponsored by the Action Network, looking for an edge. Download the free Action Network app. Get live odds and expert analysis for every game. We always enjoy talking to you, and we will talk with you next week when we're out at Offerdahl's.
You got it.
Thanks,
Take care,
Darren.
Guys.
There you go, Darren Revelle. I think I might have an investor there.
Oh, dollar.
I think I could get him to raise the stakes a little bit.
I'll match Darren.
Really?
Yep.
You're notoriously tight with your money, so I feel like that's a big victory on my
I got
part.
You, bro.
He likes a little pink.
I need 30%.
He likes it a little pink, Solana.
I like it a lot of pink.
Oh, Jesus.
Here y'all go.
Speaking of, lots going on at the Cheetah. Got to make... What? They have good food there.
They're
good food.
Oh, yeah, delicious.
Yeah. Lots going on at the Cheetah. Got to make Cheetah Hallandale your free lunch hotspot. Why pay for lunch with an unpleasant view? Enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 until 3. They've got happy hour until 6, so much more. I've been saying, like, y'all need a night, right? All guys, you can catch Thursday night football tonight or just a weeknight out with your buddies. You get to the Cheetah. Guys, this 40,000 square feet of entertainment is exactly that. Entertainment to another level. Nothing like a night at the Cheetah. Beer, babes, and lots of football action at Cheetah Hallandale in their ultra high-tech sports lounge. Thursday night football tonight, all the weekend college and pro games. This is the one sports lounge you will never want to leave. Enjoy all the games with hundreds of beautiful, exotic referee and cheerleader adult entertainers. Leather couch seating. They got the HD TVs, projector screens. You can enjoy Corona, Bud, and Modelo specials. If you want details on all the action I just told you about, check out their website. It's cheetahsofl.com. In the next segment, you got to remind me, Solana, but in the next segment, we've got a pair of Dolphins tickets to give away. Dolphins and Redskins this Sunday, courtesy of Dade County Federal Credit Union, the preferred credit union of the Miami Dolphins. Someone's going to win those tickets in the next segment of Hockman and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.